Welcome to the Michigan District of the LCMS and the Innovative Missional Ministries Podcast. Today, we'll hear from Deacon Scott Kaiser, who's talking about the Benton Harbor Lutheran Outreach.
A little bit about myself that I'll get into, but I'm a member at Trinity. I've been the deacon there for about a year and a half. Great honor. And I believe that when the board of Bloom realized who, not only who I was, but where I'm from, they asked me to come on board with Bloom, and this has been an honor and a privilege to do this. Anyway, I'm Scott Kaiser, and I represent Bloom, Benton Harbor Outreach Ministries. A little about myself, or I should say a little about Benton Harbor first, maybe is more appropriate. Benton Harbor is a city with a with a poverty rate of 48%. It's kind of staggering. The median income is just over $20,000. Now, with the median income, 26% of these households have an income of less than $10,000. Its residents consist of 85.7% Black or African American, 10.3% white, and 4.2% Hispanic or Latino. Now, these averages are a challenge in themselves, especially if you've been keeping up on the educational battle in Benton Harbor. The state's about ready to revoke their right to educate our children. It's a struggle. And believe it or not, this town has ranked as the most dangerous city in the state per capita, with over 2,200. Now, we're talking just violent crimes for every 100,000 people. Now, I want you to know that, for number one, I was born and raised in Benton Harbor. I grew up in government housing. Yeah, I grew up in the projects. Now, I've lived their life. My family has lived their struggle. And I believe I can more than just relate to it. I can just more than actually relate to the struggles. I mean, we've been there, we've walked it. When I walk the streets, I hear the people's complaints. It's in the issues. It's the same ones I grew up with. When my wife is asked about my passion about Benton Harbor, because first of all, you have to understand, I walk the streets of Benton Harbor, and I walk the old neighborhood. First of all, let me say, I walk the old neighborhood, Uncle Paul. I like to acknowledge my favorite aunt and uncle that are here for me today. Big surprise. But they are Benton Harbor natives also. They know exactly what I'm talking about. But when my wife is asked about why I go to Benton Harbor and they're concerned about my safety, her pat answer is always, you can take the boy out of Benton Harbor, but I haven't been able to take Benton Harbor all the boy. So this is where my heart's at. Now, I've witnessed the decline of Benton Harbor that started in the late 60s till now, and it really bothers me. I mean, this is my home. This is my heritage. As you may be able to gather, I have a real passion for the work of Bloom, to be a reflection of God's grace in the lives of all that we come in contact with, and possibly, just possibly, make Benton Harbor a place where God's presence is a little more recognizable. Now, Bloom has been around for about 14 or 15 years, and they've made a difference in some of the lives that they've touched. We see this in the number of the ethnic volunteers that show up for our different programs. We're supported by our circuit churches, not only with financial help, but also with some faithful volunteers and board members. Some of our work has been done with our Trinity staff and volunteers, not only from our church, but from our sister churches. In combination with Trinity's ministries, we've been doing ministries such as summer VBSs, Bible studies, community dinners, food trucks, a clothing ministry, our A2E sports camp, our soup kitchen in town we volunteer at, neighborhood cleanups and the like. And this has enabled us to fine-tune our approach to our intentional ministry. And these have been successful over the years to a degree. But it's also been a matter of how do we keep the momentum going. and for it to be measurable in some fashion. This past year, we've been under an exciting process of trying to reinvent Bloom. And that alone has taken time, some research, some effort, and by looking around, we have so many models that we can learn lessons from. Now, I've been walking the streets and meeting with the residents of our initial target area. When I say our initial target area, we have come to a conclusion of a certain neighborhood that, according to the police department, really needs help. They need somebody there doing ministry. And I have been in contact with the police department. Actually, the chief of police is a friend of mine, and he wants to also step alongside of us and have one of the ministries be a check-in with some of our elderly that are actually afraid to come out of their houses. They've been victimized by not only crime, they've been victimized by their own families. These are the struggles they deal with, and the police department runs into these people quite frequently, and it has been on the chief's heart to make this happen, and he thought Bloom brings a real presence in a vital Christian aim that as a city employee he cannot fulfill. So this is an exciting thing. But we've come to some conclusions about also some other needed and new opportunities in ministry, such as, like I just said, our elderness wellness checks for some of the victimized. And this will be in conjunction with the police and fire department. Networking with some of the more successful, locally established ministries that help families, and there are quite a few in Benton Harbor. And knowing that some of these existing ministries that are already being done by others and being done well, there isn't any good reason to replicate what they have. We will find the niche, the voids, and try to fill them. Another one is establishing a mentoring group for young men or young women. The young men in particular in my heart who have this twisted view of what manhood is all about. Not living the life of a Christian man, but just generally not living the life of a man that God intended to be. The list of ideas can go on and on. We typically have always been working out of Trinity, St. Joseph, as a hub of operation, and have come to the conclusion that we may have been missing the mark because we are not an actual part of the community. We have some relationships and trusts that are established, but we are not that fixture in the community that needs to be established. We realize that we have needed somewhere to become this ministry, this focal point. And it's a very exciting time for us. We are in the midst of setting up shop in the middle of our targeted area, working out of an old, closed up Wells Church and school. But there is a startup Christian school that's in there, and they have offered us their north end of the building, which is what we were aiming for. And this puts us ideally right in the center of where we want to be. We can create this real and present relationships with the people, but not only with the neighborhood, but the individuals, the families that we see every day. And this is, like I said, this is an exciting time, not only for Bloom, but personally for me. You know, for me, it's the old neighborhood. And this is where my heart is. So here we are at that juncture of a new identity for Bloom. And we look around at these ministries that are going to be talking today. And we have so much to learn from, to network with. So many ideas and thoughts of how ministry can look and how it can succeed. We're at this pivotal point in Bloom, and with God's grace and your prayers and support, we look forward to an incredible future as we bring God's word and hope back into our community. Thank you.